I tease. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless to all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And, my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory. Me,
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children. For as far as my voice can be heard, once again here on another Lord's Day, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that the radio's on right now. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the prayer line. Write down the mailing address. You that have trouble with bad luck. You that have that sickness in your body, whether it's natural or unnatural. Yes, you that want that loved one right there back at home. That one has gone astray. You're wondering how to rebuild your life and your home with peace and joy.
I need thee.
Some say, Reb, right now I'm dealing with evil doers throwing stumbling blocks and sitting back and watching. Some are dealing with unnatural things like that witchcraft, that voodoo. Some say, well, Rev, I have a court case that's pending, and it seems unwinnable. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write that mailing address down. Those of you that are calling, the telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. You know, I've had herbal teas and remedies for those of you who had that heart condition. Those of you that wanted to lose weight. Some right now have trouble growing hair. Some of you have that nature, my friends, that's on vacation. Some say, well, Rev, I got that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, getting up in the evening trying to make to the restroom, holding on to the dressers and the doorknobs. Friends, telephone number 404 404-872-1224. Again, that's 404, area code 404-212-2444. And I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day asking you, and especially you, my friends, not to give up. Just that faith, my friends, can bring you through, whether you know it or not. That faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, some say, well, right now, if they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have no luck at all. Seems like mosquitoes won't even bite you. I'll be here right here today, my friends, asking you not to give up, praying with you that are trying to overcome. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'll be here throughout the day. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation, my friends, can be turned around. Some say, well, Rev, they've tried other situations on losing weight. They've tried. Oh, my friends, we put these teas together for many and many a moon, my friends, many a years. Well, you know, in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone on the farm that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, bonnet, steep it and strain it, so he can make it in the fields the next morning without that pain. Yes, my friends, that swelling, that arthritis, yes, friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Again, write it down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Now, again, let me give you that mailing address. Those of you that are writing, whatever donation you send it from your heart. Put that prayer request down so we can lay it on the altar. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia 30321. Oh, my God. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on your radio, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer.
Every night when we lay down, we say,
my friends. I'm asking you, friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For if you have just a faith, God will be there to extol the will that you have in your heart, my friends. All you need is that faith. The Lord will sit there, my friends, while you're in the flood. God will be with you, my friends, when the heat is too hot for you to handle. There's a way, my friends, to turn situations around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. And I ask you not to give up. No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been troubled, there's a way being made out of no way, friends. For many of God's people that had just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Oh, good God. Now, friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, over these holidays that are coming through, we're asking that you, my friends, keep that prayer with you. Back in the days, we always kept a Bible in the back of, or the front of the car. Nowadays, some of us don't have that back window like we used to have in days of old. But there's a way to keep that prayer with you, my friends, with just that faith. This is Reverend Gregory. Again, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. The book of Genesis through Revelations is real, and if you have that faith, you too can come through. Again, my friends, whether you have a sickness that's natural or unnatural, whether you have a problem with no peace in your home or no success on that job, I'll be here asking you, friends, not to give up. Some are dealing with evildoers, my friends, with that witchcraft and more. And you're saying to yourself, you're wondering what to do to just stop it, so you don't have to go through it. Oh, my God, to cease and desist. Oh, good God. Our time is going mighty fast on this long day here on another Lord's Day. And we're asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do. Whether a court case pending, whether you have enemies around you, whether you have a sickness in your body and you've been back and forth to the doctor and your medicine cabinet is full of pills and you still have the same ailment. Oh, my God. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. And I'm asking that you keep that prayer with you throughout the day. Some just work the Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23. Some work 27. Some people keep up with Psalms 121. Oh, good God. My friends, prayer is the kingdom. But prayer without works is dead. Oh, good God. Our time is going down, friends. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. The telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you. Keep you till we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. Thank you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way, O God. Lord, let your spirit prevail. Let your spirit move on this broadcast on this morning. And God, even as we celebrate the season of Thanksgiving, God, we have so many things, so much to be thankful for. Because if it had not been for you, God, where would we be? God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your faithfulness and so much more. Father God, we recognize you as the God of everything. And anything we need, God, that's all we have to do is ask. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, could you turn them to 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, the Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. As a boy, Samuel ministered to the Lord under the supervision of the priest Eli. Three times in the night, God called to Samuel, but he thought it was Eli. So on the fourth time, Samuel responded. He said, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. You see, God spoke to him about what was going to happen and gave him instructions for his life. You see, 1 Samuel 3 and 10 is a verse from the Bible where the Lord calls the young prophet Samuel, who responds, speak, for your servant is listening. This happens after the high priest Eli advises Samuel on how to respond to the repeated calls he heard in the night. You see, it marks a pivotal moment where Samuel officially acknowledges God's voice and is prepared to hear his message. People of God, do you know the voice of God? For the word of the Lord say, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they would not follow. That is why so many are following strange voices, because they don't know the voice of God. They don't know, how can I recognize, how can I get to know the voice of God? You have to get to know the voice of God by deleting all distractions that are around you, by sitting still, by communicating with him, by having a relationship with him. God is not going to try to speak over the clutter. God is not going to try to speak over the noise that is going on in your life. We are talking about recognizing God's voice. You see, this verse is very meaningful. It's very meaningful. Yes, it is. Because it represents a direct, personal encounter with God after a period of spiritual silence. You see, Samuel went through a period of spiritual silence. He was silenced. And so after that, that's when God spoke to him. You wonder why you can't hear the voice of God. We need to learn to be quiet. We need to learn how to go through a period of spiritual silence. It does not mean that anything is going wrong with you or you're going through something. There are times when people go, we just got to just shut up. And I often tell people, when you pray, don't be so quick to get up. Lay there and allow God to speak to you, to minister to you. Knock off all distractions. My God, to be. You see, Samuel's response establishes a model of the submissive and attentive posture required to hear. There is a certain posture that you must adhere to in order to hear the voice of God. And you must follow divine instructions. It also emphasizes that God desires a relationship and it is not confined to a location. Come on, get somebody. And his call is one of a personal thing. And it's not just informational or just communication. This is personal. So I want you to see the key aspects of this verse and the meaning of it. It is a divine initiative. You see, God initiates the conversation. Listen. And he actively seeking out Samuel to communicate with him directly. You are free to communicate with him directly. You don't have to go to the priest like they did back then. The veil has been ripped. You can go behind. You can go through now because it has been ripped. You can communicate with him yourself now. Come on here, somebody. And it's also is a personal encounter. You see, the word stood suggests God's presence was made tangible and personal, not just an abstract voice. He stood. He made himself known. That was a personal encounter. And see, there was a shift in Samuel's perception. This time, Samuel realizes the voice is divine. Contrasting with his previous confusion. You see, sometimes you can get confused to see whether or not there's God talking to you or the enemy talking to you. Because I want you to know there are two voices, Satan and God. Satan is an imitator of God. If you don't know the voice of God, and if you don't know God, and if Satan's speaking, he can make you think that it's God speaking to you. But if you have the right posture and the relationship, you can know the voice of God. Remember, he said, my sheep know my voice. A stranger, they will not follow. My God to thee. So, it wasn't any confusion. His response reflects his growth and the guidance he received. Eli taught him. Come on here, somebody. Eli guided him. Eli trained him. Come on here, somebody. That's why I say it's good to have mentors. Yes, it is. I thank God for my mentor every day. It's good to have mentors because we don't know everything, and God would use them to place them in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. And also, it speaks humility and readiness. God, I'm humbled. I'm ready to do what you have called me to do. And Samuel's reply was, "Speak, who? For your servant is listening." This shows humility, and you're ready to serve, and you're ready to obey God. This is a contrast to the spiritual deafness of the previous generation, like Eli's sons. Come on here. This is a whole new thing right here. Mm-hmm. And it's a model for all believers. Samuel's response is a model for how people should approach God's word today with an eternal, prepared heart, ready to listen, and you're ready to act upon it. My God. And it also serves as a pattern of relationship. This verse demonstrates the pattern of divine calling, human recognition, and surrendered obedience that is repeated throughout biblical history. People of God, God is calling you as well. But perhaps you're not answering because, like Samuel, you don't recognize his voice. Ha, yididio boche. Oh, my God. You have all these other loud voices telling you what to do, where to go, what to say, who you should be. Come on here, somebody know what I'm talking about. But there is one still small voice inside. And that's the voice of our Heavenly Father. Sometimes that voice gets drowned out by all the noise around us. And about it gets drowned out because we have distractions. But you have to be still. And you have to listen. Oh, my God. You can't put God on a timetable. Come on here, somebody. God is not like man. God knows what's best for you. And the reason he keeps calling is he has something amazing in your future. He has something for you to do. You cannot go on an assignment, without the instructions from God. It's just like you have to take a test. You cannot just sit there and just take a test without preparation. You have to study. Come on here, somebody. So when you answer that call, you are stepping into purpose. You are stepping into peace. You are fulfilling that which you have never known. When you step, when you answer that call, you have unlocked mysteries. You have unlocked gifts that is inside of you. Oh, my God. You have unlocked, watch this, a deeper relationship with God. So, people of God, the next time you hear that voice, instead of ignoring it or you pushing it down, say, "Yes, Lord, I'm listening." Oh, my God, let us pray. Father, thank you that I don't have to look to someone else to tell me who I am or what I should do. Thank you that I can and I do know your voice and follow you wherever you have commissioned me to go and do. Father God, I declare that I will be still and listen for the still small voice inside. Father God, show me what you want me to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. I pray God's blessings upon you and your household.